This is Dr. Oliveros. The name of the patient is John Vaughn. The first name, J-O-A-N-N. The last name is V-A-U-G-H-N. This is the clinical case of an 83-year-old patient of Dr. Mina, M-I-N-A, last name Bhatt, B-H-A-T-T. She has been a diabetic for more than 30 years, but the patient has an impeccable lifestyle. She follows the recommendations. She has been well compensated. She has the blood sugar under control, and she's a very active patient. And is referred to the practice because there is trace of protein in the urine. The laboratory workup that was taken on August the 21st of 2024 showed that the serum creatinine is 1.2, the BUN is 20, the estimated EFR is 45 mLs per minute. The serum electrolytes are with normal limits. The patient has a last year analysis on May 21st, 2024 that shows that the patient has trace of protein. The white blood cells were 10 to 20. The RBC is 0 to 4. Bacteria is 1 plus. Squamous epithelial cells 0 to 4. Leukocyte steroids was 250. The patient didn't have any symptoms. She had a protein creatinine ratio that was consistent with 222. Milligrams per gram of creatinine. And on February 6th of 2024, the albumin creatinine ratio was 22. The patient hasn't had any ocular complications. From the cardiovascular point of view, she is an atherosclerotic heart disease patient that is followed by Dr. Sankar. She hasn't had peripheral vascular disease, no evidence of pulmonary disease. The most likely explanation for the CKD is stage 3A. With trace of proteinuria is a long-standing diabetes and the aging process. The patient was explained about the SGLT2 inhibitors. She should be on these medications. She is going to wait to have another determination. If it is higher, the excretion of protein, she would accept the option of Farxiga. period. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under control. The hemoglobin A1C 7.2 has been between 6.9 and 7.2 for a long time. Following over atherosclerotic heart disease, the patient had a heart attack in 5 years ago. She went to Advent Health. Dr. Jones took her to the cardiac cath lab, and he established the need for a coronary bypass. There was occlusion of the LAD, as well as the posterior coronary artery. Bypasses were done, and she has been doing excellent ever since. Following number, the patient has a history of a hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Paragraph. We are going to order a protein creatinine ratio as well as a microalbumin creatinine ratio in urine in order to continue the evaluation of this proteinuria. A reevaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for the referral. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes with the patient. And in the documentation, 9 minutes.